That actually snuck up on me this time.
No joke. And in point of fact, I'm sorry, the podcast is going to be delayed 30 seconds while I get my together.
Well, I'll get started.
Everybody,
I'm Kimberly Adams.
That's right. All right. Go ahead. No, you go. You
I was
go,
trying to be helpful. Win. I'm go Kimberly ahead. Adams. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we try to make today make sense.
I am, I think, Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday. We're going to do the news, wrap things up with a little bit of Make Me Smiles, and get on our merry way. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Okay, so let's see. So I'll go first. I've got two things, mm-hmm. one of which you will have heard and seen everywhere, and the other one of which you might not have, and which is loaded and dripping with corporate cynicism. So the first one is, oh, my God, the markets. So look, I need everybody to take a really deep breath, because with the major indices up like 2.5-3% yesterday, and then thank you very much, and then down 3.5-5% today, markets go up and markets go down. This is what happens, to quote Sudeep Reddy from Politico, who I had on Marketplace this afternoon, at which I tossed him the question, what the hell is going on? He was like, this is what happens when the Fed takes the punch bowl away. Everybody's been having a party for a very long time with free money, and we're trying to adjust. So don't check your 401ks. Don't do anything stupid. Don't sell on a crazy down day, and don't sell on a crazy high day, and don't buy on a crazy down day. Just hang, man, because this is going to happen for a while until the market figures things out. And everybody just needs to know that. That's my calming advice for the day. Deep breath.
Okay. Wusa.
Wusa. That's right. Item number two. So midday or so, whatever, I'm, glued to my computer because that's my life these days. Everybody's life, I suppose, who works a white-collar job. Across my Twitter feed flashes this item from the Wall Street Journal that Boeing is going to move its corporate headquarters from Chicago to Arlington, Virginia. Okay? And my first reaction was, oh, my God, Boeing just moved from Seattle like a couple of years ago. And I tweeted something to that effect. And everybody quite properly piled on and said, no, you moron, that was 20 years ago. So first of all, holy cow, time flies. Number one.
If it makes you feel any better, I thought Boeing was still operating out of the McDonnell Douglas headquarters in St. Louis. So
I kind of had
St. Louis fair Central. Enough. No one even knows what McDonnell Douglas is.
I know. You're aging yourself right there. Holy cow. All right. So that's item number one. Time flies and Kimberly and I are old. So that's one thing. Number two is this. A little bit down in the Wall Street Journal article is basically half of the reason for this move. And I'll just quote you. Military contracts accounted for more than half of Boeing's $62.3 billion in sales last year. So Boeing, not being a corporate idiot and honestly in some corporate trouble with the 737 MAX and all the rest of it, is moving to where the money is. They are moving to where the money is. So that's item number one. Item number two in the deep corporate cynicism vein of the day is this, and this was pointed out by John Ostrower, who's a and when I say crack, I mean crack aviation reporter who runs his own website called The Air Current. And if you are a fan of aviation as an industry, you should go and subscribe to The Air Current because John's really good. Anyway, John pointed out this afternoon that Boeing's tax breaks that it got for moving from Seattle to Chicago in the state of Illinois expired when? Last year. So, ta-da!
Sorry, I wonder if they asked for the Amazon deal, because the building where Boeing is, because I was over there pre-pandemic on a date walking around that area, and that building is massive. And it's right in the same area where, if I'm remembering it correctly, where the new Amazon headquarters are going to be. Let me just check a map and make sure I'm not telling stories. Yeah, I think it's right there.
It's literally right near the Pentagon and Crystal City and Pentagon City and all that, right?
Yeah, it's right there, and it's massive, and there's like parks and stuff around it, and that's right where the Amazon headquarters are going to be, or the, HQ whatever thing
two
that
and
was.
A half, whatever, yeah.
All of that is like within walking distance of the Pentagon and this big military industrial zone, because a lot of Amazon's business comes from the military as well.
Yep, for sure. So that's what I got.
Okay. Well, I guess we're staying on military stories, but mine's a little bit more international in nature, which is this news about Sweden and I think Finland also basically tiptoeing into joining NATO because they're scared of Russia. But one of the things that was holding Sweden and Finland back from joining NATO were a concern that during this sort of gray period, while they were going to be waiting for their application to be approved, that they might be vulnerable to an attack from Russia. And so apparently Sweden has received assurances, whatever that means, from the United States that it would receive, and I'm reading from a Reuters piece here, Sweden has received assurances from the United States that it, would receive support during the period a potential application to join NATO is processed by the 30 nations in the alliance.
Yeah.
Sweden and neighbor Finland stayed out of NATO during the Cold War, but Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and its invasion of Ukraine have led the countries to rethink their security policies, and NATO membership is looking increasingly likely. Of course, at the same time, Russia is now making way more like nuclear moves and warnings about any NATO getting any bigger. So, as was predicted very early in this conflict, it's getting bigger and starting to encompass more and more parts of Europe. And as we also said early in this conflict, European land wars tend not to stay in Europe.
Yeah, I love how the whole containing NATO thing has absolutely backfired on Putin. And if you look at a map, right, Finland has this ginormous... Well, so look... All right, so after the Soviet Union fell apart, one of the deals that was, you know, nominally made was that the NATO wasn't necessarily going to expand so much, right? And that was Putin's understanding of it. George Bush then George W. Bush invites other nations to join NATO. The Russians get nervous. It becomes a big issue. And ta-da, here we are with Ukraine. And Putin has said repeatedly, it is not cool. I do not want NATO on my doorstep. Please back off. Right. And now it's bigger. It's lots bigger. The catch here, of course, is that Finland and Russia have a huge land border. Check a map, right? They have an enormous land border. And so if the Russians get cranky, let's all remember Article 5, right? And that's the challenge on this thing. Article 5 is the whole attack on one and is attack on all thing. So there's lots going on here, but it's definitely Vladimir Putin having not really done his homework. That's what I'm saying.
Or just vastly miscalculated.
Yeah. Well, look, I think his miscalculations are self-evident, right? Just on what's been going on in Ukraine. And testament to the Ukrainians, too.
Oh, yeah. They're fighting.
Yeah.
They're fighting like nobody's business. Okay. Right. Well.
Let's.
Smile.
Let's. Yes. All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So my niece is going to be in a production of Annie. And so now whenever we do the Make Me Smiles, I'm thinking that You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile song. It's going to be in my head forever.
There you go.
Okay. My Make Me Smile also has to do with children. And it comes courtesy of our newsletter writer, Ellen Rolfes, who sent this a few days ago. And I've been holding on to it, which is that in New Mexico, they are going to be, or I should say the New Mexican government, is going to be offering a year of free childcare to most of the residents. And this is a story in the Washington Post that New Mexico is going to cover the cost of childcare for most residents through June of 2023 for families earning up to 400% of the federal poverty level, which, according to this article, makes New Mexico the first state to offer no-cost care over such a broad range of incomes. This is a huge deal because the lack of access to affordable childcare has been a huge issue holding people back from rejoining the workforce. And I will be so fascinated to see the research that is done about this, that in terms of what this does for labor force participation, what it does for economic growth in New Mexico, and what it does for sort of family and child well-being, because, you know, you would know, I would know, I mean, kids, being at home with children when you'd rather be at work or when you're trying to work and you have small children at home, from what I understand, is quite the struggle.
Yeah. It's also worth pointing out here, just, you know, on the news of the week, that the governor of New Mexico has promised to keep abortion available in New Mexico. And so that's another part of this entire puzzle isn't the right word, but it's an interlocking set of social needs that this state, you know, is prioritizing.
It'll be very fascinating then to look at sort of comparisons over the next few years between New Mexico and Texas. You know, since reproductive health services, as we've said, and childcare services and abortion are all economic issues as well, what will be different in these two states as these policies play out?
Many, many things. Okay, so mine is more feel-goody than smile. I follow on Twitter a guy by the name of Neil King, who used to write for the Wall Street Journal, and since leaving the Wall Street Journal has founded a website called Gotham Canoe. And it's about the outdoors and time and walking and nature and all kinds of really cool contemplative stuff. It's really cool. And so he wrote a post, I guess it was today. It came across my feed today. And it's about a boat that he bought, a gorgeous, gorgeous, I will describe it for you, and we'll put this picture on our show page.
It's a 16-foot. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, it's really pretty. 16-foot mahogany lapstrake guide boat with a 4-foot beam, meticulously crafted in Ontario in 1978. I don't know what any of those words mean except like 16-foot and boat, but it's really, really pretty. And he wrote a little essay about having bought this boat and then never having used it and selling it to a guy who's going to use it. It's really touching. It's really touching. And so if you're in the mood for that kind of writing, Gotham Canoe is where to go. Neil King, he just took a walk, actually, from Washington, D.C. to New York City. And he blogged about it, or I guess tweeted about it. And he's going to write a book about it, which is coming out. And I will buy it and read it. And anyway, Gotham Canoe. Check it out. Check it out.
That's really beautiful to let go of something that's special to you just so that somebody else can use it. That's kind of how I got my motorcycle. It had been sitting in somebody's garage for years.
Oh, that's great.
A guy bought it for his wife, hoping that she would ride with him.
And
they got it like all like tricked out and ready to go, and it just sat there. And so what he ended up doing was getting her like one of those three-wheel trikes instead, which was more her speed, and then sold the bike. And it was sort of like,
there you go.
You know, when you want something for somebody else more than they want it for themselves, and then you kind of just have to readjust to get what that person actually needs. But then I got a motorcycle out of it, and I love it.
Yeah, and I'll bet you this guy who bought this boat's going to lie. In fact, if you read the piece, he's got plans for it. It's really cool. It's a great little story. Check it out.
That made me smile.
Yeah, it's great. Good. Super quick before we go, it is fundraising season here at Marketplace World Headquarters. And this is kind of a big one. We're going to start with a $60,000 match, thanks to Tim Ranzetta and Next Gen Personal Finance. And it's a match for Marketplace's financial literacy programs, the premiere of which is a little thing that Bridget Bodner does on the side called Million Bazillion. It's a show for kids and families. It's actually not on the side. It probably takes like 90% of her time, and we get the other 10%. Anyway, so it's a match from Tim Ranzetta, up to $60,000. Your gift goes twice as far if you give it today. So we'd appreciate it if you do that.
Yes, please, and thank you. And that You donating helps us take on other like really big ambitious projects that we want to do. Million Bazillion was a huge deal for Marketplace to step into kids programming, and we've had so much fun with like I've had little cameos in it where I get to be a superhero, which has been fun, and lots of the other Marketplace reporters have participated, and it's been really great like hearing from kids and families how much that program means to them. And so your donations help fuel that. And of course, you know, Kai and I making fun of each other on a daily basis. And so thank you very much if you can give anything. Plus, there is always the swag. We have the return of the Kai PA glass with a snazzy new design, which I'm very excited to see. Oh, really? What's it like?
I will put it on camera tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to put it on camera tomorrow.
It's going to be a surprise. But what you won't see on camera tomorrow, just because I don't even have it yet, but I'm super excited, is the, I guess, like the Kimberly version of the swag. We have a new insulated, wait for it, wine tumbler, of course, because it's me.
It gets better. It gets better. Come on, tell them the rest of it.
It's a wine tumbler that says make me smart on one side and make me smile on the other side with a little illustration of Jasper on it. It's so cute. Jasper, and it even has his little bell. And it really looks like him with the crazy look that he gives me all the time. So you can see these gifts at marketplace.org/givesmart. And, you know, the wine tumbler can also hold cocktails if that is what you prefer, or mocktails, all of the drinks. So please try to make a gift while these lasts. And match lasts. Yes, the match in particular.
The match is the key part. Tim Renzetta, Next Gen Finance. Next Gen Personal Finance, rather, are the ones who are helping us out with that. All right, we're done for today. Back tomorrow, Economics on Tap. Me and my new Kai PA glass. We'll have a drink, talk about the news, play a game. It's all live streamed on YouTube. We would love for you to join us 3:30 Eastern. No, 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. Time zones are hard.
The other thing that can be hard, but it doesn't have to be, is bringing your very best mint julep recipe, because the Kentucky Derby is this weekend. And so I will personally be showing up to Economics on Tap with a hat and with my mint julep in tow. And I will be very curious. I learned today from another Washington Post article that there are many different types of juleps, not just a mint julep. So I encourage folks to bring all of their juleps. And also, you can send us your thoughts, questions, and, you know, general feelings about the world. Our email is makemesmart@marketplace.org. Or you can leave us your message at 508-UB-SMART. You can also tell us what you think of the Jasper Tumblr, which I think is adorbs, but whatevs.
Well, you know, you get a vote on adorbs tumblers. I get a vote on Kai PA glasses. There we go. That's the way that goes. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera with help from our intern, Tiffany Bowie. Today's episode was engineered by Juan Carlos Tirado.
Bridget Bodner is the senior producer and, of course, the co-host of Million Bazillion. And the director of On Demand is Donna Tam.
Saw Bridget getting all prettied up for some social media videos the other day.
Uh-oh.
Look for that in your feeds. Look for that in your feeds. That's all I'm saying.
Strong communication skills are critical for success in business and in life. Hi, I'm Matt Abrahams, and I host Stanford Graduate School of Business's Think Fast, Talk Smart, the podcast. Each week, I sit down with experts to discuss the best tips to help you with your communication skills, from conflict management to mastering small talk to tackling communication anxiety. Join us and start to develop and hone your communication skills. Listen every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.